This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
So who do we have next, Neil?
We have on the phone, I keep wanting to say in the studio, but, you know, we have to stay by ourselves in the studio. We've got on the phone Neil Gooding, who is here to talk about a show called Who's Your Bag Daddy? The Musical. Welcome to the show, Neil.
Hi, thanks, guys. How are you going? Not only am I not in the studio, I'm not even in the country. I'm in New York at the moment, but great to speak to you both.
Yes, and in fact, maybe that's a bit of a story you can tell us a little bit about as well. So, we like to start off getting a bit of background about our guest, Neil. So, I suppose that's maybe where we'll start with you. Now, what is your your story? You know, how did you get to where you are now, and where did your love for the arts come from? Very open ended question, Neil. But there you go.
So the love of the arts. Came from I grew up in a small town in North Queensland, where a town called Eyre, which had the absolutely bizarre luxury of, for a town of 10,000 people, we had a theatre of 530 seats.
Wow!
So crazy, and I think a lot of those Queensland towns in the 80s had theatres built, but so you know, there's places like Rockhampton and stuff that a lot of, like, Matthew Robinson comes out of Rockhampton and Andrew Connor had. There's all these towns on the Queensland coast that had these amazing venues that we, I grew up in, and we did our school musicals there and our youth performance groups, and we thought that was kind of normal until I moved to places like Brisbane and Sydney, and then discovered that actually, until you become a professional performer, you're usually in a school hall or a church or something like that. But I guess after moving to Sydney, I fairly swiftly followed into a career of producing and directing, and that was with Jacobson Entertainment for a number of years. And then for 15 years or so, I've had my own production company, and have done a wide range of shows and musicals. But then I guess what sort of has led me to New York and where I am now is I set up the Hayes Theatre Company in Sydney 7 years ago with a group of other producers. And so I have sort of done this mad juggle of a career between producing and directing both in Australia and around the world now. And a year ago that led to moving to New York full time to kind of pursue this all over there, which is the irony of Who's Your Bag Daddy, because suddenly I moved to New York and then I get offered to direct a musical via Zoom back in Australia. So this is one huge experiment for not only me but for everybody else involved in that project.
So tell us a little bit about how this production then came about, Neil. I mean,
it was an off-Broadway show from about 4 years ago, and a group of producers in Sydney, so Keith Muir and Sam Ducker and Stephen Kramer, who's also one of the better-known musical directors in Sydney, they had planned to do a production of the show at a venue called the Flight Path Theatre. And then that was all kind of wiped away in the chaos of COVID. So then I received a phone call in New York from Keith, or a message, basically saying they had a plan to do the show differently and would I be interested in being involved. And at first I thought they were talking about the idea of me directing a show from New York via Zoom to then put in a theatre and film it. But it turned out the idea is much, much, much more clever than that, so I kind of jumped on board. And so the show itself is kind of set up as an Alcoholics Anonymous / therapy session for all of the CIA operatives and the FBI people who all were passed the false information, as it turns out, as history plays out, that led to the start of the Iraq War. So the bit of brilliance that Keith and Sam brought to me was that their proposal was not to, you know, film a show in a theatre and then put it out on the web. but actually to take the entire show and to change the framing concept without changing any part of the dialogue of the song, so that it was made essentially for isolation and Zoom right now, so that the therapy session themselves, the people were calling into the therapist on Zoom, and that meant the entire musical can be framed to make a lot of sense on Zoom and, you know, in the world of the digital world, as opposed to feeling like it's just a filmed theatrical production. That makes it sound much more simple than it is. The reality of doing it technologically is going to be a massive achievement if we pull it off successfully, because it even to make something look like it's on Zoom requires 8 cameras and 8 actors at 8 socially distant workstations in a huge Airbnb house. But I won't bore you with all the technical details, but it's quite an amazing experiment that we're all embarking on at the moment.
I'm trying to take it all in and envisage it. So you're all got. So all the performers are going to be in the same house, socially distant, 8 cameras, and it's going to look like they're dialing into a group therapy session on Zoom, and that's how you're going to direct the musical.
Well, that's just so on screen. What people will see is that's just the start of it. So there's the two worlds. Like even in if it was a traditional theatre production where. Once the therapy session starts, then, which, you know, if you want to put it in a theatre sense, assume that's kind of under fluoro lights and almost looks very naturalistic. And then the show starts going into flashback as right. people recount their stories. So what we're doing in this online version is the therapy session will look like a Zoom phone call. And then as it starts flashing back and people start telling their stories, we have an amazing technical director, Michael, who has a software that will allow us to manipulate what is a live feed from the cameras,
yep.
but we can then change the shapes, colours, positions. So suddenly, for like dance routines, which will take place, we can kind of make everything move around in a you know, it won't look like a theatre show, but it will. I hope it feels like a theatre show.
Wow!
The other thing I would say that distinguishes what we're doing from most other things that are on the web at the moment is it is. Absolutely live to air. So there's 8 actors, 8 cameras.
Okay.
It all goes through one huge media server, and if anything goes wrong, it goes wrong very publicly.
Okay.
But I'm sure it won't.
So it's not pre-recorded, but they're all coming, you know, feeding in from different locations. Then for the
no. So the same location. So the one thing that musical theatre has the problem that I don't know if you saw the Sondheim concert or any other number of these concerts that have had technical problems with like sound lag is it is possible to do play readings via Zoom and on the internet, because there is a slight lag, but you don't notice it as much when actors are talking with dialogue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It becomes almost impossible to do when you are dealing with music. Singing and music and things that need to line up. So to achieve that, we've just finished our first week of rehearsals, and that has been me in New York on Zoom with every of the actors in their own rooms at home on Zoom, and they're great actors. So we have like Justin Smith, who just finished up in Billy Elliot, Katrina Retallick, who's currently in Come From Away, Laura Murphy, who was in Muriel's Wedding, Adam Rennie, that took over Frankenfurter in Rocky Horror Show. It's just a great cast. There's another 4 or 5. Pip Lowe, who was in Mamma Mia recently. So then this week they go into rehearsal in a studio with Leah Howard, my choreographer, and Laura Murphy, my assistant director. And they are in a socially distanced rehearsal space that probably looks like most rehearsal spaces for theatre.
Yep.
And then the big challenge comes the week after this, where the producers have rented an enormous Airbnb house. And within that house, we have to transform different rooms and different walls into what looks like 8 different apartments in America. and each one of those, and we have to keep the actors socially distanced from each other, and same from the stage management and the musical director, to follow all the guidelines and the rules that are currently in place in Australia.
Wow.
And then every one of those actors has a camera on them, and a microphone, and then from there it gets to be a technological feat. that, but essentially it's like doing an 8-camera film shoot, I guess, or
live.
TV shoot,
and, yeah.
But it's all being done simultaneously and live. But,
wow.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's a really exciting challenge, though, for everyone.
I think so, and it's a really, it's a great show. I mean, we've had a really fun first week, and I think, you know, our technical director, Michael, we're in good hands. Technologically, we hope, but it is, I mean, from my point of view, I largely direct and produce traditional theatre, so it's a huge learning curve for me. All of the actors, some of them have a lot of TV experience, some don't. So it is an interesting process where I feel like everybody is kind of coming together with what we do know, and then going, now what do we do with all the things that are big unknowns, And to be honest, there's no, even if people came from a TV background, there would still be unknowns. Like, it's a very new idea, and I'm thrilled to be part of it, but I'm also, you know, nervous and terrified and exhilarated and all the things at the same time.
Really. So it's like any other show you're doing then, Neil.
Well, pretty much. Yeah, I was going to say, that's not much different from any other show on opening night,
PJs.
Where you're also nervous and terrified and exhilarated. Except, yes, I'll be 15,000 kilometres away watching it all on the screen.
So you mentioned this is all going to be live. How is this going to play out? How do people find this, buy tickets and watch it?
So there's it's basically going to be a pay-per-view service, and it's on... there's a website which is curveballcreative.com.au, and on that website, Curveball is one of the names of the characters in the show, and that links to all the information about Who's Your Bag Daddy, and it's 7:30 p.m. on the 24th to the 28th of June, so people do have five opportunities to watch it, and it is the same show each night, but it's not pre-recorded, so it is potentially different in the same way that theatre shows are potentially different every night. So hopefully they all go perfectly, but you may be watching on the night that somebody drops a line, or it's exactly the same as the live theatre experience. And it's just a question of how the heck we dig ourselves out of that problem live to air with all the technology going. But I don't want all this to overshadow the fundamental reason for doing it, which is that it's a great show, and I'm glad it's finally being seen in Australia, and the writers are very, very excited for not only the fact that the show is finally being done in Australia, but also they're right on board with the way it's being done, and they're sort of talking to me in the background all the time with a few ideas. But you know, I think we all wait to see. I'm not sure for certainty, but I think it may be the first time in the world that a musical has been tried live to air via the internet.
Well, you'll be able to be offered that,
but I think we're right.
Saturday Night Live next. So it's Who's Your Bag Daddy, the musical.
Or we may discover that there was a very good reason why nobody else has done it. We'll find out.
So this is Neil Gooding, the director of Who's Your Bag Daddy, the musical. It's going to be the world's first live-to-air musical on the internet. And it's at curveballcreators.com.au. Is that right, Neil?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Awesome. Thanks for talking to us today. And chookers for the run.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, thank you very much. Thanks so much, Neil. You're here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.